Hey, this is Lindsay Ambrose with Life Recipes and Meditations. Thank you for tuning in.
Life Recipe 105, living with justice, living in truth. The word justice can have different feelings, different connotations, but as we look at the root of it, to be just, to be right and deal in right action, it's a principle. It's a way of being. It's a way of being in truth. One place to look for how to live just and live in truth is the Bible. And we can see the prophets within the Bible were some of the first people to live and answer that call for social justice. They were messengers of that divine truth, sharing messages right from source on love, on peace, on how to treat others as you would like to be treated. They were not popular at the time, and we learn about that in the stories. Yet they continued on, as many people that we look to now as leaders, saints, martyrs. They spoke for something that was not of popular belief at the time, yet they stayed true to that justice, that kindness, and stood up for people who didn't have a voice. It is said, and we read this in the Bible, that their experiences of the sacred were the source of their sense of mission, their passion for justice, and gave them the courage to challenge and to speak that truth. They took responsibility now, and we can learn from this. And we'll learn more about that today. How we can listen, because within each of us is that voice of truth, of just. And it's in our families, our communities, and our workplaces that we can bring forth that justice, knowing that the more that people are treated that way, the more it will spread. And people who are not living from that justice and not treating people as they're meant to will be called out. So justice can be described in a few ways. One is in criminal justice, that process of convicting or punishing criminals. There's also procedural justice, which is ensuring that the laws are fair, human rights that honor and value that individual person, as well as social justice, which is the structures of society and whether they are producing peace and serving all equally. And I believe there's even one more form of justice, and it's of living in truth, of God, of being that love and light. And I believe each of us has within us that moral compass, that guide, that voice that is planting seeds for how to live and be just and fair and kind. Yet there's so many voices, so many influences that we lose sense and lose that true voice. But the moment that we take that time in the stillness and return to it, we know its truth because we feel it and we see how it affects those around us. Justice is more than just following the laws. It's making sure they're fair and promoting that peace and well-being for all individuals, regardless of their identity, the way they look, the way they live. For that, justice is not grounded in culture or what culture deems as valuable, but in the eyes of God, of love, and in truth. Everyone is made whole, is loved, and is here on this planet now with unique gifts to bring into this world. We know that due to upbringing, due to influences from the outside world, or maybe even a soul's past experience, that they may come into the world not feeling that love or not able to give that love as well as others at times. Yet we know through faith and through our understanding of Source that within everybody is that power, the power to tap into those faculties that allow them to live and be and to treat others. So with that knowing, we can live our lives as the prophets did, passionate about the justice for all people and sharing that dream that within everyone is God, is truth, and is love, which is why we treat others as if God is inside there. Even if we don't see it through their actions right now, we know that when people mistreat others, they're doing so from a part of themselves that is hurt or wounded in some way. It's not okay to treat others poorly, yet, and they need to take responsibility for their actions. But it doesn't mean that we can't still treat someone with justice, kindness, and the humanity that they deserve. The principles that God shares are truth. We know that the presence of God, of light, of love, is always there. In God, we live, move, and have our being. And as we return to this truth and live it and share it with others by acting from that place of love and light, of seeing love and light in someone who doesn't see that in themselves, this is living truth. This is justice. And we are each called to do it moment by moment, choice by choice, in our day-to-day interactions, in the work we do, in the families that we were born into, and the one that we choose to create through our friendships and through our children and relatives and neighbors. It's what we are here to do. It is said that our purpose here is to have soul growth. We know that soul is that part of us that lives on and on. It's felt. Our mind will think and imagine and do all these powerful, amazing things. Yet beneath that is something more, because thoughts come and go. We are not our thoughts. Our body changes. We are not the same body that we were when we were younger and babies and toddlers and adolescents and then adults. And then as an elderly person, our body changes. We are not our body either. We are connected to spirit, a power that is so great that we can't understand it with our minds. Yet we feel it. We feel it in connection with others. We feel it as we are called to do something that we didn't think was possible, or we experience in our life something more, something deeper than can even be understood. It's within all of us. And the more that we lean into this truth, that within each of us are special gifts, seeds planted within the seat of our soul, something deeper that we are here to bring to the world, in our actions, in our relationships, and in the work we do. It's what we're here to do. And the more that each of us shows up from this place of light, of love, of justice, it encourages others too, because it's felt, even if they don't logically understand it. Even one ripple, one tiny action from love, makes a greater ripple and makes a difference. And it's up to each of us to be responsible, to step into it. And as we do, we are giving more and knowing that whatever we give, we receive back. And know too that just loving actions from principle, from source, from spirit, are exponentially more powerful than actions that are rooted in fear, worry, or other low energy emotions. We can do a lot more when we tap into truth, to principle, to love and justice. And we can do it in many different ways, and we're each called to in different ways. To listen to that call and to make a step forward from that sense of mission, from that passion. And within, we will find the courage we need to step in and do what is ours to do, that we were made to do here. So with that knowledge and wisdom of justice, knowing that at our core, at our soul level, within each of us is that call to be just, to be fair, to be in love and light and truth. We take a moment now in meditation to tap into that part of us, knowing its power and the power from acting from that place, how much it's reverberated back into the world around us. So take a moment now to get comfortable and begin to notice and watch your inhale and your exhale as you plant your feet firmly beneath you, rest your hands, allow your neck to calm, your head to be at ease, your eyes to soften, your tongue and jaw to just relax. Allow your shoulders to drop while still maintaining that straightened posture. You begin to notice that breath, that spontaneous motion that happens without you having to do a thing. And as we notice and watch our breath, we begin to calm as we reconnect with that natural rhythm, that flow within you, knowing and trusting that that is who you are, that is your essence. And with that natural flow of your breath, you begin to breathe in peace, breathe in love, and exhale out anything that doesn't serve you right now. Any thoughts or worries, any heaviness that you feel, you notice it. Breathe into that space with gentleness, with love, and breathe out that heaviness, that tension, allowing yourself to simply be. And with that peace that is felt all the way from the soles of your feet to the tips of your fingers, up to the crown of your head, allow yourself to rest, to be at peace. Breathe into that space, that openness, and allow yourself to simply be. Knowing in this stillness, you return to your essence, that soft, still voice within you, connected to source, connected to spirit, that is love, is truth. And as you breathe into that, that knowing, you breathe in peace and can affirm, I am at peace. I am just. I am kindness. I have within me all the power I need to be just, to be truth, to be love. I call forth that passion. I call forth that courage to do what is mine to do, to be who I am here to be, and to extend out love, passion, presence in my family, in my community, and in my work. At any time I've lost sense of that purpose, that presence, I pause, notice my breath, take rest in that peace and stillness within me, and return to that power of love, kindness, and justice. And with that, begin to roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and your toes, and open your eyes as it feels comfortable for you. knowing and trusting that you have everything you need to follow your call and be who you are here to be. Just, fair, kind, passionate. To be truth. Thank you. The light in me honors the light in you.
Thank you for tuning in to Life Recipes and Meditations. If you enjoyed listening, please consider subscribing to the feed, sharing it with a friend, or even supporting the podcast so we can keep the content coming. Here's to you and your wholeness, harmony, and love today and every day.